Well, good morning once again. I hope that everything is going well for you on this Sunday, March the 29th of the year 2020. During this past week, I came across Psalm 23, and I saw it in a different light. I've read this psalm, I don't know at how many funerals over the years, simply because it brings a whole lot of comfort to those who are, you know, grieving and are bereaved over the loss of a precious loved one. But this week it just seemed like Psalm 23 was very, very personal. And I needed that personal touch, just like many of you probably are needing something personally from God. And Psalm 23 is a unique psalm. It's 6 verses in length, but 17 times in those 6 verses, David, who is the writer of this psalm, uses the personal pronoun my and me and I and mine. Here's what he says. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the first 3 verses of Psalms 23, King David tells us about 4 principles that he used to cope with all of the stresses that happened to come into his life. And they all have to do with the shepherd of his life, who was God Almighty, God Jehovah, the God of the universe. And these same 4 principles are so appropriate for us in this day and hour that we're living in. Let me share them with you. Here's the first one. David understood his connection with the shepherd. He says in verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And the word Lord there in the Old Testament is capitalized, which means again that we're talking about the God of the universe or God Jehovah. The truth is, all of us are shepherd dependent. Without a shepherd, we wander into dangerous valleys, unaware and exposed. And King David did not say the Lord is a shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Oftentimes, people will give God some kind of a value or some kind of worth. But to David, God, who was the shepherd and his shepherd, was more than just an addition. His shepherd was everything to David. You see, either the shepherd leads and man follows, or the shepherd leads and man does not follow. And if it does not follow the shepherd, then it's going to wander and wander away. And then when the crisis comes to that wandering sheep, that wandering soul cries out to the very God that they are unwilling to follow. And they're crying out to God for help. There is nothing more helpless than sheep, apart from the watchful eye of the shepherd. Sheep cannot survive apart from their shepherd. However, if the shepherd tends to his sheep, those sheep fear nothing. They know little about all of the danger that's going on around them. A good shepherd leads his sheep through every event of their lives, and that's why it's so wonderful to have a connection with the shepherd who is God. And that's why David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the first principle, the connection that David had with his shepherd. Now, the second principle is that David understood his contentment in the shepherd. In verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." But then David goes on and says, "I shall not want." Or literally, David is saying, "I don't lack for anything." In my shepherd, David is saying, "I have everything that I need." People for thousands and thousands of years and from every imaginable culture have always worried about one thing in particular, and that one thing is provision. Am I going to have enough? Well, listen to these few Bible verses reassuring us that the caring shepherd is caring for us. He says in Hebrews 13 and verse number 5, "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The good shepherd says in Matthew 6, 28, 29, 30, "And why take ye thought for remnant? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" And one last verse of reassurance here from the shepherd is 1 Peter 5, 7, where it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he," that's the shepherd now, "careth for you." Our contentment in life is linked directly to our shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want." Now here's a third principle that David had. He understood the care of the shepherd. Now this is found in verse number 2, where David said, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Before you and I were hit with this virus situation, we were known here in America as busy, busy people. Busyness always implies stress. Because our bodies can only take so much pressure, and then it's going to activate its stress responses, which are, well, a survival and a panic mode. And according to the National Sleep Foundation, during normal times, 45% of Americans say that poor or insufficient sleep affects their daily nighttime when they try to go to bed. At least one in seven nights, they're having problems with sleeping. And that's in normal times, that's 45% of Americans. But here we are, not living in normal days, and we need our sleep and we need our rest, and we're not getting it. And so when our connection with the shepherd is right, and our contentment with the shepherd is secure, what he does is he forces us to do what we can't naturally do during these days, and he puts us to rest. So often we act like little children at bedtime. They're saying to mom and dad, we don't want to go to bed because we're not tired. We don't want to go to sleep. We're not sleepy. And yet mom and dad put them to bed because mom and dad know that their children need their rest. And God knows that you and I, who are his sheep, he being the shepherd, he knows we need our rest. And so David says he puts us in the green pastures. He puts us beside the still waters, which are perfect places for some tremendous rest. And then we come to the fourth principle. David understood his confidence in the shepherd. And so in the next three verses of Psalm 23, what we can see there is the amazing confidence that David had in his shepherd. The same confidence that you and I can have in our shepherd, who is the same shepherd that King David had. Here's what David said in verse 3. And notice the confidence. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then in verse 4, David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In other words, David is saying here that when we go through the darkest valleys of our life, our shepherd is right there with us. The shepherd does not promise a life free from the dangers of problems or the dangers of viruses or the dangers of any other calamity that may fall upon us. But the shepherd promises to lead his sheep through life's valley of the shadow of death. And then notice also in verse number 4, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then in verse 5, David comes along with some more confidence statements. He says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He says, thou anointest my head with oil. And then David says, my cup runneth over. And David then sums it all up in verse number 6 when he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What David is saying here is this. If you and I have a connection with our shepherd, if there is contentment with our shepherd, if we understand the care of our shepherd, and we have confidence in our shepherd, goodness and mercy will follow me and follow us throughout our days here on earth. But yet when this life comes to an end, we just go on to be with the Lord in heaven. And in heaven, in the house of the Lord, goodness and mercy shall follow us there also. During these days, our confidence has got to be in our God. Let me pray with you. Father in heaven, thank you again for this time when we can connect with the people of our church. Thank you so much for them. Thank you for their lives, for their testimony, and thank you for the way that you have provided for them even during these days wherein we are living. And I pray that your continued blessings will be upon them, your continued protection, and that every need might be met within their lives. Keep us from harm, keep us from danger, keep us from this virus. Let our lives come through this entire thing only to bring you glory and honor and praise and worship. We love you so very much, dear Lord, and we know that there is a purpose and a reason behind everything that we're living through in this hour. And I pray, dear Lord, that our confidence, our connection, our contentment will be in you because we know you care for us. Thank you again, dear Lord, for your salvation to us, and that like David, we can say that one day we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.